Preston in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Back at it on the Facebook.
Mm-hmm. We go to Facebook and we find the best of the best of the fights and we read them aloud for you and then see if they could hash it out on air.
Yes, and Aaron, you found a good one again.
Yes, Mr. Kareem and Emma are going to be joining us on the show. They had a big fight on Facebook. Happy we managed to find it.
Mm-hmm.
Bad dates, never fun.
Always a pleasure. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to read out this Facebook fight word for word. And then, like you said, Kareem and Emma, I think they've decided to come on air. We usually will find out. But let me see. I will be Emma.
And I will be Kareem.
And that leaves Preston for me. Perfect.
Ooh. All right. Let's begin.
Look at this. It's so gross. Who the hell does Emma think she is to spray a whole bottle of spicy mustard onto my face? I was just looking around, and who cares if I'm staring at another chick's tiggle bitties? What? It's not a big deal. I like boobies, and I'm not going to apologize for that.
ROTFL, bro. That's a hilarious picture. You look like a damn Chicago hot dog in that pic. Pop some relish on that bad boy, and I'd eat you up. Shouldn't be looking at other chicks. You got a fine-ass thick lady like Emma around you.
Don't call me a thick, Preston. It's creepy as hell. And Kareem, you totally deserve that hot mustard. We were on a date because you're basically a big-ass loser. I wish it had been hot sauce so it would hurt more. If you can't handle the storm, then keep away from the hurricane, girl.
Yeah, you're like a hurricane because what with the property damage. I was wearing my best cashmere, and you can't get spicy mustard out of that, so I guess you could pay me back now.
Forget it. You don't get to drool over some other chick's cans when you are with me. You don't get to ignore this lady or else you're going to get your clothes ruined. I ain't paying for that damn girly sweater of yours.
You shouldn't be surprised I was looking at that girl. She was wearing that V-neck and you were in a frumpy sweatshirt. Sorry, I was going to check out the girl who actually tries.
That girl's way out of your league. She isn't going to get with some lanky, bony guy like you. You'll pop her implants with your elbows that they are. And come to think of it, I was slumming by dating you. I'm going to find me a real man.
Cough, cough.
Not you. Nah, not you. Okay, so there it is. That's a lovely fight between, well, three people. But now, Kareem, you unfortunately are having some issues.
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot of backlash just because, you know, we went back and forth. And I just really, I don't know, I'm not going to apologize for it. I was out on a date. I saw other things that I thought were a little more attractive. And I looked at it. I mean, I don't understand what the big deal was.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I'm sorry, a little more attractive. What the hell is that? What does that even mean? Why would I date a guy that wants to look at things that he thinks is more attractive? I mean, I'm so hot, I don't even know what's wrong with you. Why wouldn't you want to look at me?
I like her confidence.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I would have wanted to look at you if you weren't dressed like a nun.
Mm.
What do you mean dressed like a nun? I'm sorry if I'm a little more conservative and I don't want to show off my goods like the stuff that you like to look at.
Yeah, it's cold out.
It's called, I mean, I'm classy. Thank you.
Do you even really have any goods, though? I mean, let's be honest.
Kareem!
Wow. You're just a dog. You're disgusting. Seriously. Like, who would even want to date you? None of these girls you even look at would even have a chance with. So I don't even know why you bother looking. You're lucky you even have a girl like me. So you're disgusting. I don't even want to deal with you.
Oh. I really don't think there's much to salvage here between these two.
No, maybe not.
No. He's a dog.
He's
I don't want to date a dog.
Yeah.
It was disgusting.
Yeah.
And I'm happy I ruined his sweater. And kind of a piece of shit. And I want to be with a gentleman, a real man who's going to look me in the eyes, not looking at some girl's big boobs, and who's going to respect me and like the way I dress and think I'm the most beautiful woman in the world, because I am. Uh-huh. Thank you.
There you go.
There you go. We all deserve a man like that.
I was going to say I was imagining you, Aaron, but then I'm like, no, you would look at her.
I would look at other girls, yeah.
Well, unfortunately, I don't think we're going to solve your guys' fight. I mean, do you even want to have interaction with each other anymore? In this world?
No.
I didn't think so.
No.
All right. Well, we'll just put block on your Facebooks and be done.
It's always the solution.
It is.